Hello guys, welcome to Run Planet 365. I hope you've enjoyed this training for your week. I hope you've had a great week to finish the Sunday off and going into a new week. It's a short episode here on Run Planet 365, and today we're going to talk about really briefly on what are you afraid of, and mostly it'll be related to running. And it's one of those things, like, as a runner, you know, you ask yourself sometimes, well, what are you afraid of? You know, are you afraid of success, or are you afraid of hard work, or you're afraid of, like, failing, or anything? You know, being a runner for 20 plus years, I always ask myself, like, what am I afraid of? You know, when it comes to running, and that's what I want you guys to think about too. Is there maybe anything that you're afraid of in running? You know, are you afraid of? You know, it could be something simple as, hey, I'm afraid of the long run. I'm afraid of the speed workout. I'm afraid of, I guess, just becoming good and then keeping that consistency going for years on, or I'm afraid of running the marathon, or I feel like I'm not going to finish it. I'm going to hit the wall, or anything like that. So it's kind of like to open up the table and to really think about it. You know, like, it's okay to be afraid of some things. All you need to do is just talk about them and decide, you know, how you're going to attack you know, how you can push things forward. You know, I was running on my run today. I was doing my long run today, and I was in Florida in Orlando, and I was doing this clay loop today. It's like, it's a famous place in Orlando, I guess, or Kissimmee, or whatever you want to call this, Claremont. And it used to be like this 10-mile loop that was made out of sand or clay loop. So it used to be very famous, and now they've really, like, put like half of it out, but they paved it. So it's kind of sad to see, like, some classic things not become classic anymore. But I guess I understand they have to build the roads and they have to build houses. And it's always a decision of that. Always great things end is because of, you know, people are more concerned about, like, logistics and building things than keeping good things. You know, it's always about money. So when it comes down to it, I'm sure in 2 years we'll not even see that loop. But anyway, regardless, I was running in my I guess my long run, you can call it, 90 minutes. And I was really not having a great run. I was just, you know, I was just having a normal run, and then I was going through the motions a little bit, and then I was going up the hill, and the wind was blowing at like 20 miles an hour, and then there was some hills, and I was just not feeling good. It was a bunch of combinations. Not that I was struggling, it was just not feeling good. And then I asked myself, well, what are you afraid of? You know, like, I was like, are you afraid of that feeling that you don't feel good during the run? And I was like, well, we're afraid of whatever our mind is not ready for. You know, so I thought about it, that everything is really relevant. You know, it's everything is pushing the pain threshold in your mind. You can become so, you know, if you don't do long runs, you're afraid of the long runs. If you don't do speed, you're afraid of it. And it's always been, you know, whether it's tempo runs, speed workouts, or endurance runs, it's just pushing that mind, you know, to the right. I guess it's like the pain threshold to the right. Because I always ask myself, like, you know, like, when I've been in my best shape, it's not like I've tried harder to be in best shape, but when you're in really good shape, and that comes by week to week consistently basis, that's how you get in shape. But when you're in really good shape, mentally, you don't feel the pain. Your pain threshold increases, and so does your workload. And for example, that's where, you know, you can be running at certain pace, and even though the pace is very fast, it might feel easy to you because your lactate is lower, or you're able to handle high lactate. So that means you're either physically you're able to handle the pain, or you're very strong mentally and you're able to handle the pain. And that pain, you always keep moving it to the right. And that's how you really, that's what being a runner means. It means being able to, like, move things to the right and improving them physically and mentally. And let me tell you, one without the other, and you will not get the best season. You will not get best training. You will not get the best race. I think of, like, some of the best, I think some of the best training the years that I've had, and some of my best training years have been where I really, I don't know if it's the correct word here, but where I really focused mentally on every single day of executing good training. And it wasn't just like I got out of the door and ran relaxed and let the workouts happen. Everything was planned. My mental skills was at high level, meaning I was able to handle the pain and I was ready to push hard and I was motivated intrinsically, extrinsically, in any way you want to tell me, I was motivated. And not only I was already previously in really good shape, now I had mental going for me, which sometimes has been my weakness in my life as a runner. That's something that you have to sometimes look at yourself in a mirror, and it's never been my strong point. But I've worked on it, and I realized maybe in like the last past year I've gotten mentally more weaker. And this is where the good point is to admit that part, right? Like it's not difficult for me to say that I've mentally gotten weak for whatever reason, like I've let some things that I used to do, maybe read books and really just like listen to motivational videos, do yoga, just do all the things to strengthen my mind. And what happens when you don't do that for about a year? Well, you become mentally weaker, and you don't visualize things, and you just kind of get out there and you run with no purpose. And all of this is, remember, to achieve your best, you have got to be able to physically be at your best mentally, and you've got to be willing to want to be the best. And at any point, like myself now, and it's just not me, there's many people, maybe sometimes you lose it, you lose it out there, you become worse than you were before. And part of like being a competitive runner, and not only a competitive runner, competitive person such as myself, and I'm sure many of you are competitive too. I ran in high school, I ran in college. For me, running has always been about competing. So in order, in order for me to enjoy, running and, fully, I have to be competitive. I know there's some people that can just go and run and just enjoy training, and I hope I wish I could be like that too, but the competitive side of me always wants to just to see how good can you be. I always want to beat my old version of myself. Like when I look back and on some of the races, and people always say, well, don't live in the past, don't look back. And I'm not looking like living in the past or looking back, but I'm just talking about like when looking at like when you were like at your finest. Think of like, let's take a moment like now, everybody in their minds, imagine the run, the moment, or the season that you felt like untouchable. Go back to that season and then don't really look at like what you did 3 months before that, maybe, but look at like even 6 months, even a year. But specifically look at like, like by 3 months, and look at what characteristics were there. What was there that you were doing? Like maybe you were specifically motivated, maybe you were running with intention. Maybe there was something, somebody said that you're not good enough or something, and you had to prove to somebody something. And these are all the things that we have to find in training in order to elevate our game, right? Just think about like basketball, like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. They've all had to prove, they all wanted to prove something. And maybe they don't even know what they wanted to prove. But the point is, you have to have something that's the chip on the shoulder that's gonna get you out there, that's gonna, I don't really much swear much, but piss you off and or get going, or something that's gonna just say, hey, I'm good enough. Hey, I can do this. I can become the, I can, there's still something left in me. I'm not dead yet. These are the things that sometimes I run in this. I've been in this sport for a very long time, and I was questioning even myself. I was like, this season or like last season, I was like, am I burned out? Like, why am I having such a off year? Why am I struggling on some of the runs that I've never previously struggled? And not so much physically physically struggling, but mentally, like having no willpower. And you know, for me as a competitor, that is so difficult not to have that willpower sometimes. So that's why today I was running and I was asking myself, well, what are you afraid of? Are we afraid of pain? And I thought about it, like, I don't know, like, you know, I get out there on some of the runs and, you know, I've had really inconsistent training. And even to this year, you know, not this year, but even last year, like, let's say, like, last 5 months or 4 months, I've quit like 3 times in training. And what I mean by quit, I mean I stopped the session and just, or either I changed the session or I just stopped, or I just, and it's like, it's so unlike of me. And I was asking myself, am I mentally weak, or what am I doing? Like, you know, I coach so many people and I enjoy coaching and helping others. And here I was on this path where I was like, well, I don't have a coach. You know, I was like, I need somebody to like give me some motivation. Like, hey, you know, it's not over yet. Get it together, old man, or something. And here I was just stopping, you know, and I guess, I don't know, like everything from the moment that I ran the World Championships for the half marathon in Latvia, everything really went downhill after that. I didn't have a good experience. I didn't have a good like whole thing. And after that, honestly, it was like my soul was ripped off, or like ripped off or something like that. Like, you know, like all many training years that I always had this thing of like, you know, maybe it's an illusion or anything, but just trying to be the best version of myself and to be able to represent my country. And then the way things happened, you know, I don't like to talk about the past, but how things turned out to be in the World Championships, how our country treated our own athletes. I think after that, I just didn't see a purpose anymore. Like, I just kind of said, hey, you know, let me just run for fun. Like, I think, I don't want to say that I quit mentally, physically, but there was some kind of a turning point where after that, you know, I went back to Kenya and I was just like, I didn't have like motivation, you know. The only motivation that I had was, I know I still had to train and pace my wife Jane, and that was the only thing that I was holding on to, you know. I was like, that's the only thing that I'm holding on, and you know, like, that I have to help my wife. And honestly, anytime I didn't have to help her and I had some of the workouts on my own, or sometimes I even skipped runs and I didn't even go for training. And I started like questioning myself. I was just like, you know, like, is it all the years that I've done like marathon training? Is it all the 50 marathons that I run? One time I even ran like so many in 1 year. I was like, am I burned out? You know, am I burned out mentally? Am I burned out physically? Am I stressed about something? You know, like, these are all the questions that I was asking myself. And you know, especially being at altitude, it's unforgiving conditions, you know. Like, if you're struggling at altitude, there's no hope. You know, this is not just easy. This is at 8,000 feet with hills, and you know, I don't have motivation. And I was asking myself, like, I'm in the best place in the world where most people dream of being in a tent, and I'm over there, and I'm struggling to find motivation, and I'm seeing like hundreds of runners every day. And honestly, you know, that's the reality of it. You know, like, a lot of times I think, you know, I don't really record too many podcasts about like this, but many times, you know, like, you know, it might seem like everybody's always motivated or everybody's always excited. And here I am telling you that it's not the case. You know, it's not always the case. I was so motivated for like 20 years. I never had a day where I was not motivated in the last 20 years or last 15. But this is the first year where, you know, where I reached that level. And I still love running, and I still feel like there's so much more for me to accomplish in the sport, not only as a coach, not only as a pacemaker, but personal goals, you know, personal ambitions. Like, I'm not finished yet, you know. I'm heading into 38 in this June, and I feel like I have some really good years left in me in running. I just have to figure out a way to be able to get back into this full training, to love the process again, to enjoy, to ask myself, what am I afraid? And mentally, I think it's the mental side that I have to fix. And I don't know if you guys ever had that, as a runner, where physically you feel fine, but mentally you just didn't have the motivation, like you didn't have that why. And everybody always has to have that why. And even if you don't have it, you have to, even if it disappears, you have to find it back. Because I think it's like you have to have it in order to be the best version. Like, because look, you're going to be doing some hard sessions, some hard long runs, and running is not easy. And that's where I ask myself, if I can't enjoy it the way I want to enjoy it, it's not easy. I have to find a way, I have to find intrinsic and extrinsic motivation that's somewhere inside me. Whether it disappeared or whether I had bad experience last year in championships or whatever my soul was ripped off, or I don't know what it was, but I have to find now a way to come back as an athlete. And I'm not so much concerned as a coach. I love my job as a coach, as a pacemaker. Those are things I feel like, I love doing it. But personally, I'm struggling with my own running right now, and I would like to, make a comeback or some sort of like getting back to my old self. And I don't know if you guys ever had that issue in training, whether it be, maybe you got married, you had family, and then, you took so many years off, and now you're trying to come back and you're struggling. Like, that's not the case for me in terms of like that, but I know there's a lot of people that are just coming back or have trying to make comebacks. Maybe they want to be like their old college days, and then you're realizing the reality is something different. So sometimes I ask myself, is it like I'm getting older? And I'm like, 38 is not old in terms of like, competitive running. I'm seeing so many people. Or is it because I've been running for 20 years? Or is it just I'm having a bad year, And these are the things that we as runners have to just talk about it. If we don't talk about it, then it's not worth it, Like, I think it's important to talk about the struggles as a runner too, not only, not to always tell people, yeah, running, just get it done, be strong mentally and you'll be fine, just be disciplined. As disciplined as I am, I want, I always was telling my athletes, I said, look, when things are going great, you don't learn anything. Let's be honest. Like, when I was running my best, when I was feeling, and in fact, even I was running my best recently, even last year, in March or January or even in May, we don't learn anything when we're at our best, because we think that, this best feeling is going to be with us. When we learn the most is when we're all the way down at the bottom, and now we have to make that comeback, and things are going against us. That challenges, that tests us. That really determines, like, hey, are you going to be a wimp or you are going to make a comeback? Are you going to be able to come back or are you going to hang the shoes? These are the questions that we all fight. It's like we have these things of like, I have days of like, I feel like, oh, I'm going to make my comeback really strong. And then the next 2 days, I'm having the worst workout of my life. I'm like, is it time to quit? And I'm constantly going these ups and downs, ups and downs. And it's so unlikely of me. And if I've never, so personally, I don't even know how to deal with that. I laugh about it now, but it's a bit frustrating, So I guess I can relate to when now more, when people used to say, hey, coach, I don't have the motivation or something's wrong. I guess I can now relate a little bit better to the people that struggle on that side sometimes. And I think together we can find an answer if you're maybe part of that. you know, if you're having the same issue, is like, you know, maybe you're afraid of, you know, maybe you're afraid of racing. Maybe you're afraid of, let me tell you a quick story. I used to be afraid of running marathons because I kept failing and failing. So 1 year I said, let me run like 15 of them. And that was the most stupidest thing I ever did, but I did it. And I finished 10 of them and I averaged 2:29 that year for all of them, all 10 of them. But it really was not the right thing to do. But that was one way of getting like rid of, like, you know, like maybe you have these high expectations or you go to races and you're, I guess one of the things I've dealt in my life a lot with, I was not able to handle the pressure in race scenarios. I could do the training, but then it, like, the most important races would come and you would see me like in a backpack, like in high school. Like, for example, there was some races where I would be, you know, during the season, I would be winning invitationals, invites at cross country, you know, whether I won by a minute or 30 seconds. And then at the sectionals, I would be like 102nd place. And people like, what happened to this guy, you know? And I was like, I don't know what happened to me. You know, I started running 2 minutes slower. In other words, I was a mental case. In college, I was a mental case. You know, like the only time I really was able to get myself kind of like rolling when I started coaching myself, when I started working on my mental skills and really just practicing the skill, because I couldn't accept the part that, you know, like that I can be this bad or like, and so like, even if you're mentally not strong, you can overcome things, and I've overcome them. But what I've learned in the last few years is that if you don't keep working at like that, if mental thing was your strength, it can still become your weakness or come back to it again. Like in 2021, my mental was at all time high. I mean, I was a beast. I mean, I don't really say these things, but I there was no way, no quit workouts, no bad races. I mean, I executed everything though. Ice baths, cold showers, you know, planks, protein, sleep, massage, perfect execution on workouts, going into a race, yoga training, mental training. I mean, there was no way up, and that's the best version of myself. So now, you know, down the years, I think about it, well, how to get back to that person that I was, that I'm still capable of being. And this is what I want you guys to sometimes think, like, you know, there's an animal inside of every one of us, right? There's an animal inside of me. There's an animal inside of you. But we have got to unleash that animal. And if you don't work on that animal on day-to-day basis, week-to-week, month-to-month, that animal goes to sleep. And guess what? When that animal sleeps, you don't achieve your personal best. You don't reach your personal best. And you struggle in training. And you don't have the year that you want. You know? So what we got to do here is awaken the animal and start molding it again. Start molding that brain of yours, you know, and mine. I'm talking about me here. Maybe you are the one person that I'm coaching or somebody. Maybe you're doing great. Maybe you're mentally strong. Maybe you're PRing. And that's what I get from people that I coach. Like, coach, I'm having an amazing season. I'm having a great run, great week, great month. And I'm like, I know exactly what you're talking about. When people tell me that they're having the best training, I know exactly what they're talking about, because I was once there. They're in a momentum. They're nothing. Let me tell you, in the basketball terms, it's like seeing that hoop. And it doesn't matter how many people are guarding you. When you release the three-point shot, you already know it's going in. And that's the same thing. You can get that in running, where you can't do no wrong. You go out there, you execute every workout, and you are in total full control. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, just being able to slow things down. I remember in 2021 season, when I was at my best, everything was in sync. The way my body was moving, the way my mind was working, everything was like just excellent. And now at the time I was like, man, you know, I just keep improving. I'm gonna keep improving and go to the right. And guess what? After that, I just went back to the left. And that was it, you know. And now I guess the theory here, or this podcast, is about finding your best version again, or finding that animal inside you that we all have, and finding out, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of the pain? And I ask myself, What am I afraid of? After many years of running, I'm definitely not afraid of success. You know, some people are afraid of success. I'm not afraid of success. I guess I'm afraid of not being able to fulfill my own thoughts of how good I can be. Like, when I go out there, I have certain expectations. And when I'm not able to perform at a level that I expect myself, is that's what I'm afraid of. So when I go out there and I have bad sessions, you know, like maybe that's why it's so difficult when you're on a rut and you're coming back and you're trying to hit like workouts that are your best version workouts, like still me always trying to hit my best workouts. But I'm not at my best right now. So like if you're doing like mile repeats, like, you know, like if at my best I knock out 5 minute miles and even knock out a 440 in there, I can't go out there and do this workout now. I mean, it will demolish me mentally, physically, and then it will take me a step back. So I got to start slowly to get back to chip time, you know, get these workouts going again to the right, you know, getting things rock and roll. But they got to be done in a, you know, it's either there's two ways of doing it. Either I get back into it in full swing, or I do it in a progressive manner. So, you know, and I'll decide that. But anyway, guys, I didn't want this to be as much as it turned out to be about me. But hopefully that my examples as an athlete can also give you some guidance that, hey, in this running world, things are not perfect. We're not always at our best. And sometimes we are down. And, you know, I'm not afraid of to say that, hey, I'm down. You know, like, it's better to even say the way things are and then, you know, I'm going to make that comeback. And I want you guys too. Like, if you're down, you're going to make that comeback. But it's going to require you to think differently. It's mentally, you're going to have to, like, force things sometimes. I'm telling you, you can't operate on autopilot. You operate on autopilot, you will not make that comeback. You will not see the best version of yourself. You have got to release the animal. And the animal is intrinsic or extrinsic, whatever that is. Whatever motivates me, you, whether it's, you know, doing it for somebody, whether it be somebody you love, somebody that thought that you can't be good, or whether it's just proving it to yourself, or whether it be doing it for monetary reasons. You know, people run like a bunch of, I would say that all Kenyans run for monetary reasons, you know, to be honest with you, there's nothing like passion. So for them, it's like, hey, you don't run fast, you don't get the money, you don't get anything. And that's it. That's the end of story. So it can, your motivation can be intrinsic, extrinsic. It doesn't really matter. Find your animal and then leash it. Okay? And just do the best that you can to make that comeback. And remember, if you're in a rut like me, then, you know, day by day, week by week, month by month, you have got to come back. And you have got to believe that you can still make the comeback. And I refuse to accept that I'm not able to still get to my best version of myself. And I'm going to do everything that I can. And with that, guys, let's have a good week. Next one, Olympic trials 2 weeks away. Let's go, Jane. And that's all, guys. You know, enjoy your whole week. And remember, you know, if you're struggling, you're not the only one. Many people are struggling and running, but we have got to go day by day, minute by minute, and we have got to do our best in order, you know, to achieve things. And that's what, you know, endure 365 is. You have to endure 365 days a week, and that's what you have to do, guys. You know, there's no other thing. That's what endurance training is. Thank you so much. And do not be afraid. Or if you're afraid, ask yourself, what are you afraid? And then go after that and attack. Even if you're afraid, attack your weaknesses. Thank you.